This podcast comes to you from the Pixel Labs podcast studio. As the world of marketing evolves, so must brands when faced with new challenges. We help brands grow by identifying opportunities that have real results. Welcome to the Raising Brand Podcast. Welcome back to the Raising Brand Podcast, where we talk about how marketing and strategy come together to build brands. I'm your host, Aaron, for today's episode, and we have a special guest who has not been on the podcast in a while.
I have not.
Welcome back, Zach. We appreciate you.
Thanks. I'm excited to talk about this topic.
I'm super pumped about this topic. So, if you have not or don't follow our website, we released an article called How Social Media Attracts New Employees to Your Business, and we're going to spend some time talking about that today. So, if you haven't checked that out yet, I would really encourage you to do so. You just go to our website. In the top right, there's a button for Raising Brand where you can find all of our awesome content that we share, and you'll find it in there. So, starting off with how social media attracts new employees to your business. So, starting off with that, we kind of want to talk about maintaining your social media accounts. Zach, do you want to go ahead and dive in on that a little bit?
Yeah. So I'll go a little bit back to like the beginning of Pixel Labs and talk a little bit about how we were not very good at maintaining our social media early on. I would go through spurts of maybe I wrapped up client projects. I didn't have a whole lot that I was working on at the time. And I'd be like, you know what? Social media time. And I would spend 2 or 3 days going really hard into social media, putting content out, all this stuff. And then I'll get busy with a new client and I wouldn't do it for another month. And what I realized is that up and down of content going out doesn't do any good long term. All it shows is that you'll do it when it's convenient, and then you won't put any effort into it later. It doesn't generate any need or any desire for people to follow the platforms. And so we were running a lot into not really any growth early on with our social media platforms because of that mentality. But over the course of adding people, adding bandwidth and stuff like that, we were able to actually start to put together a plan for content and start to put out regular posts. One of the biggest pieces being in relation to talent attraction is our vlog that we put out on YouTube, as well as the little snippets that we would put on other platforms. But the reason that that was so beneficial for talent attraction is it would attract new interns from universities. Because they would, that project itself was their opportunity to create content, but it also would show other potential employees that we actually do real work and show the behind the scenes of everything. And it shows that we aren't just a person sitting in an office and delegating everything to outsourced vendors. We are a real team of real people doing the work ourselves, because that's what we feel is valuable in this industry. So it really showed the behind the scenes of what it was to work at Pixel Labs, and that helped generate a lot more interest in people working here.
And I think that's a really important note, kind of like the breaking down of any barriers that your mind could put up when you're thinking about looking to apply at a company or work for a company. I think it's pretty easy, especially sometimes if you look at a company and they don't have anything, you're just like, what goes on behind their, doors?
Yeah.
And so to actually get a sense of like, oh, like that was the shoot and this is what the process looks like to get there, set it up, to like to actually show that real world. I think that that's awesome. And so I think you made a lot of a really good point of consistency is very important, right? So when we work with clients, you know, they're expecting consistency, their audience is expecting consistency. And so, and that's one thing I really like about Pixel Labs is you treat your own media channels as if they're a client. You know, they're very important. You put a high priority on that, and I think that that's really great. And so another thing I want to expand upon too, which you've done quite well, is, you know, we talk about like your website, your social media accounts are kind of like your digital storefront, right? So every once in a while, you're gonna have to mow the lawn, fresh coat of paint, you know, make sure things are nice. So even just, you know, across your different channels, you know, if you have a main slogan that you use, you know, working that in, you know, if you have your brand colors, making sure those are all consistent. Because if you have this, you know, this Twitter or this YouTube account that hasn't been touched in 3 years and it has the old logo, you know, if you've changed website URLs or anything like that, you want to make sure that anywhere that you're able to be found is consistent with anything else.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. So And you already, it's funny. So I have this like list of things to kind of go through, and you already in small ways kind of like alluded to a lot of them.
Well,
and
let's expand on some of them then.
So the next one, and you already talked about the vlog a little bit, but especially with social media, it's easy to forget that social media is supposed to be social, right? It's supposed to be about people. It's supposed to be about connection. I think where folks fall into the trap of a lot of times is they think social media is just another way for me to promote me. And I mean, while that is true in a sense, you know, and that's ultimately the goal, it's done very differently than like a billboard. And I think that's where a lot of folks go wrong, is they treat social media like this is a billboard I need to post something to every few days or once a week. But can you kind of talk about, and you kind of already did with the vlog, but how has Pixel Labs used content to make it more than just a digital billboard?
Yeah, so I think in like you're saying, a lot of companies go the wrong direction with what they use social media for. And it's something that we're very conscientious of when we're putting content out. And that's that we want to put content out that is entertaining. It's either entertaining, educational, or in some way valuable to the person that sees it. Mm-hmm. It can be a combination of both. It can be a combination of any of those purposes. The one thing that we never really have in that mix is the purpose of selling our services. Mm-hmm. Because for us, social media is a place for people to engage with and start conversations and have a conversation about a topic that we put out there. So we put content out that hopefully is going to spark some sort of conversation about marketing. It might start a conversation about one of the employees in an achievement that they have. Timely wise right now, like we're coming in to the end of the week right now where we're about to go and see what awards we won at the Addies. Content about that. Mm-hmm. Is going to that'll be a piece of content that we put out because we want to celebrate our employees and the achievements that they have, not talk about the services that we have.
Right.
And so being strategic and smart about the types of content that you put out on social media will help foster a more positive culture around your company, and it also helps attract new clients as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you even touched on the next point, which you've done so nicely already. And that's employee participation. You know, when, especially with Pixel Labs, to get the kind of, or just with any business, to get an idea or understanding of one's culture, you need to kind of showcase it through the lens of others.
Right.
You know, Pixel Labs could post all day, all night.
Yeah.
We have an awesome culture. We love our team, you know, but if you don't get to see that through the eyes of those who actually work there and in their own words, especially, you could tell when somebody's reading a script or when something's written for them. But talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So you touched on that. There's a caveat with that, and that you have to, as a business, you have to create a culture within your organization where people want to share on their own. Mm-hmm. We've never enforced or said, hey, you have to share this. You help spread this message.
Yep.
We want our employees to feel like what they've done or the work that they've done is something that they're proud enough to share, or the company that they work for is something that they enjoy working for enough that they'll spread that with their audience. Because at the end of the day, that audience that they're sharing that with is a personal audience for them.
Right.
It's not a business transaction. It's not supposed to be a selling tool. They have those people and those connections on those platforms as human people, and the last thing they want to do is use them as a sales tool.
Right.
And so we always want to make sure that the types of content that we're putting out and the information that's being shared is stuff that they'd be proud of sharing themselves as well. But that's, I mean, Noah, I mean, you've been quiet over here.
I didn't know if I was supposed to talk or not, in all honesty.
Well, so we told you no, but you were in here for a reason. So welcome, Noah.
Oh, what's up?
To the podcast.
So what's up, guys? I have a question for you real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like actually turned into like legit. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, I got a question for you.
Yeah. What's up?
Because like that's something that we've very specifically made sure that we never did, is we don't tell you guys you have to share anything, but you're very active on social. You have your own Twitch platform that you share a lot of content through. Mm-hmm. So you understand the use of social media from an engagement standpoint, and you do share a lot of Pixel Labs content. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about why? Like,
So
and
honestly,
I think before you get too far in, I think Retro Neon is included in
yes.
this
too,
because that's another thing that I think is really cool about Pixel Amped.
Mm-hmm. About to say, for anyone that doesn't know, Retro Neon is it's more spearheaded a little bit by me and also a fellow coworker, Tristan Bennett. But it's just pretty much the Pixel Labs short film account team that we kind of do. So like we do the 48-hour film project every year with that. And we do other side projects through Retro Neon as well. Pretty much if me and him want to make something, we'll make it through the lens of Retro Neon.
Where can they find that? Because I think
they can find
awesome
that. If you just search Retro Neon Film on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, you'll find it there. It has a cool cover photo, so that's how you know it's us. Also, it's, I don't know any other
couple of award-winning videos on there too.
We do. We have some award-winning videos on there, so that's really really fun.
What was the talk about the award that you got though? That was kind of recent. The big deal.
The big deal. Best stage. So we were nominated as one of the. I want to say one of the many, but it's like, I think out of 10, we were, selected for the Best of City showing in the Des Moines Film Festival.
Woo! Good work, Noah.
Thank you.
The entire Retro team, like that was a big
group. I think
this year we focused heavily on the growth aspect of things, which we grew through social media to tie it all back in. We posted a lot. We really amped up. We used a lot of the stuff we used from last year's to promote it. Type of thing, but we use social media to heavily promote that we were looking for a team of people to collaborate with this year, as opposed to just doing it all ourselves. And
that entire team was generated through a social media post.
All generated through social media posts. We had people coming from the Des Moines area, which made sense until they found out we were from Cedar Falls. But then we had people like
Quad Cities was one of them.
Someone showed up. I forget who exactly it was. I think they brought their camper, and that's where they stayed.
Oh, really?
I think so. I didn't know that.
I don't remember exactly which one it was, so I'm not going to say it on here just because I don't want to name someone wrong or not. But someone actually brought their camper and they hung out at one of the campsites here.
That's cool.
Because it was over the summer.
That's cool.
It was super funny.
Well, okay, let's get back to this question though. Why do you, like, these accounts aren't your accounts?
No.
By any means, they're our company's accounts.
Yeah.
But what compels you to share this content with your personal audience?
So, as you mentioned, I kind of have like two accounts to some degree. I got my personal account, which is just my like Noah Lucy account, and then I have my Twitch account, which obviously I classify a little bit more in line of like a very branded account type of thing. But for my personal social media page, I'll share stuff that Pixel Labs does that I'm either tagged in because it's either something funny or it's something that is honestly, like you said, just a proud thing that like we're on a shoot. Like I think I was sharing everything whenever we did, if we shared anything about like PIC, because that was a really big and fun project, because I also love pigs. So if I get to post about pigs, I'll take that opportunity. 48-hour stuff, I'm posting about all the time and whatnot. If we do any sort of unique, like even AOE stuff, which I found to my following is unique, even though to us, not that it's not a unique client, because they are, but just we've gotten so...
We've done it for so long
and we have it so like ironed out that it's just routine at this point. But then I show that to like my family members or I post on social media and people are like, where are you? Like, what are you doing with all that gear? And I'm like,
travel?
they don't even necessarily know where exactly we are unless we post it, but they're more just impressed that we have this like all this gear in a room and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, work.
With all that stuff, it looks like you're about to go hunting.
It's wild. It's a lot of gear, but that gets people's attention stuff. And I just share it because it's just like you said, stuff I'm proud about. I don't share everything either.
Right.
That's like something where just because it's either like I've seen Tristan just like he'll share birthday posts and stuff, like because we always do birthday posts with people, he'll sometimes share that on his story or something. I don't always feel as compelled to share that for whatever reason. Just I don't even know exactly why.
Sure.
But
yeah,
I even also have started inadvertently sharing content as well, like not necessarily tying it directly back to Pixel Labs through my stream stuff, like through like Discords and like DMs and stuff I'm in. But essentially everything I've learned from working at Pixel Labs, I have shared with probably someone. And like literally in a Discord the other day, someone told me that I deserve a raise. Not for here, in the Discord. I should make that clear. They didn't know I work for a company. Spewing out stuff, and they were like, "How do you?" And I was like, "I do this for a living." And they're like, "They thought it was funny."
Oh my goodness! I think you captured it quite well. So you know, you've shared it because you're proud of it, but also you've shared things because they've been educational or valuable to you, right? It wasn't about promoting Pixel Labs to your friends who also have video interests.
They can't do anything with it. Like, what are they like? Unless they own a business, there's no reason for them to like seriously need to like purchase anything that we offer, because no one I know owns it. Like, no one I'm close to owns a business to where they're going to need our services.
Right. Well, and so then where the benefit is of doing this way is by kind of making your employees champions of your brand, you know, sharing things that are meaningful to them. It doesn't matter if you share a birthday post or not. We just like to celebrate you.
Exactly.
But where that does come into, you know, where this does come into play is you do have friends who are people that create videos or in production.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can have conversations with them. And so it actually helps with attracting potential future talent is by spreading awareness of, you know, even if they don't know or are not interested in Pixel Labs, they probably have other friends who maybe they are looking for a gig or are looking for a position.
I guess I should probably rephrase that. It's not that they're not interested in Pixel Labs. They're not necessarily always interested in if we took a more sales approach to it. Because, yeah, like I have friends that do video production and things like that. So they're always looking for things to either be a part of or even not be a part of. Just support. Like I know when me and Tristan share Retro Neon stuff, I'll get friends also then sharing it and stuff and liking it and everything and commenting. So like same can be said for Pixel Lab stuff. Like I know, like I'm sure like my fiance has commented on things or shared some things here and there that I've been a part of. And if my parents, I know my parents have shared stuff on Facebook because they don't have Instagram, but they share in that vein as well. So yeah, it's just like there's always, I think people can gain interest in Pixel Labs or like in your business type of thing from social media. It's just, yeah, you got to take that approach of not making it so salesy, because that's not why people go on social media.
Well, and it's also like a culture thing too. You know, it shouldn't, because if that's what you do, it's just going to be like, oh yeah, there's their daily post about their specials, which, you know, it's funny because you say something, you say never to do something, but there's always a case where it makes sense.
There's always,
about marketing is
you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Don't use billboards, right? But then there are cases use billboards. So
it's not never post a promo of a service. It's don't only post promos of services.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up there. I really encourage you, if you enjoyed this podcast, found some value in it, to hop over to our website and click on that Raisin Brand button in the top right to read more. And let us know. We have a chatbot on our website. We'd love to interact with you and learn what you're, hear about what you've learned. But thank you, Zach, and our surprise guest, Noah, for participating in this podcast today. And we appreciate you tuning in. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raising Brand Podcast, powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raising Brand.